Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Time for Hey, I Was Wondering. We use your Hey, I Was Wondering. You get great prizes. This comes to us with no name on it. Hey, Eric, with Mayor Lightfoot announcing that we can go back and drink at bars and also head back to the gym.
Yeah.
I was wondering, have you already headed back to the gym or are you still leaving that whole workout thing on hold? Just wondering. Thanks. Yeah, it's on hold.
Indefinitely?
Well, I've noticed I'm kind of a soft fat guy now.
Oh, yeah.
So,
aww.
I really, but I'm good with it.
Oh, okay.
It's fine.
As long as you're good with it.
This is how I rotate. I go soft fat guy all summer because all I do is play golf and drink.
Yeah. That's when you're showing the most skin.
Okay? I don't care.
Okay.
I play golf and drink, and then in the winter when I'm bored, that's when I go, all right, fine, I'll get back in shape. So then by March, I'm usually in pretty good shape, and by about now, I'm in pure hell shape.
Oh, man. So then it's hard to get going again. But
I'm just following my routine.
Yeah.
This is what I've been doing. I have not headed back to the gym. What is the rule on gyms now?
It's up from 25% to 40% capacity. And if you were in a fitness class, Eric.
That's a lot of math for gym people
there's
to be
so
figuring out.
Believe me, this whole thing is math. And I feel like when I'm talking about it on the radio, everyone's just like...
Right.
So you could
well,
have
thanks
done...
for commenting that way on the topic I just brought up.
No, no, the numbers part. The numbers part.
Oh, I think that's the important, interesting
well,
part.
Well, it is. But, I mean, the numbers are hard to understand on the radio without paper in front of you. But, yeah. So
they
it's...
are?
Well, when you get too many numbers, your head starts spinning a little bit. Well, mine does. Maybe it's just me.
So the whole 25 to 40 is really throwing you.
Well, because I was going to throw another.
You're throwing two numbers
no,
at us.
I was
so going to really
throw two more at you. You got the fitness classes, which could have been 10 before. Now they can be 15.
Okay.
Also, there's a maximum of 50.
But,
that's five numbers
but
I just threw
those
at you.
People, not percentages, you just said.
Maximum of 50 people, yes.
Because previous it was 25% to 40%.
Now there's
a lot of numbers.
Yeah, well, that's what I just... I knew I was getting to a lot of numbers. That's why I gave you that caveat there. Yeah.
Gotcha. The larger issue, no, I have not, but I guess gyms can be open, as Whip said, for 40% now, which means they can be open for just about whatever they want because they can bluff their way through that.
Yeah,
totally.
But the thing is, you have to wear a mask if you're working out in the city of Chicago.
Right.
Also
so
true.
So I drive to Park Ridge to do my yoga classes.
So that you can take a mask off.
Yes.
Because the rules are different.
Yes.
Right.
Gotcha.
I couldn't imagine. Are they doing hot yoga?
Yes.
Wait, no. With a mask?
Well, yeah, in the city.
Are they doing hot yoga in the city with a mask?
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable. It's hard to breathe anyway when you're doing hot yoga. And it's all about inhale, exhale, downward dog. And, like, you know.
Melissa says this as though she was going to go, but now isn't. You're going to go anyway.
Good reason not to go now.
No.
We have a good reason not to go.
It's too hot anyway.
No, it's my empathy or my I don't understand how somebody would go if
you're
in a hot yoga.
Yoga. Seem to be okay with it, and if they weren't, they wouldn't go.
They don't give you massages anymore anywhere.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, that's gone.
Can't catch a break. Although I had a buddy go get a massage yesterday.
Oh, no, I mean a massage during yoga. Like in
there are
yoga,
places that massage you during yoga?
Well, like when you're like in like Shavasana or if you're in like...
A white
that?
Van.
That's, I believe, by Arlington Heights, isn't it? Shavasana. North of it? Is it just north?
Yeah.
If you're in a resting position, sometimes they come by, massage your neck, massage your chest.
They
nice.
Do?
Besides your chest?
Like your shoulders.
Oh, wait a minute.
They do?
Yeah, so nice. That's my favorite part of yoga.
Is that extra?
Yoga.
No.
Does that show up on your bill as extra?
No,
can you go to a private room for the full massage?
Yeah.
I would. It's so they're so delicate.
Something a little shady about that. Your coffee order. It's National Coffee Day. National Coffee Day 2020. And Whip's like, yeah, duh. I have my tree up.
That's
like you have a National Coffee Day tree. He's like, yeah, I got it up. Got all the lights on it.
Yeah.
I tried to take a holiday day today. They wouldn't let me.
Kids and I are exchanging presents tonight for National Coffee Day 2020.
Chugging coffee all
We've
day.
We've been coffee shopping for months getting ready for it. Your top three coffee orders. Man, now they're flowing in. At number three, Joe, what do you like?
I like a venti tuxedo mocha with just two pumps of each at Starbucks.
Anything with tuxedo in the title sounds extra fancy.
It
totally.
It does. I've never had that one.
A venti tuxedo mocha.
Nice.
It depends on where you travel. Some people call it a black and white or a zebra.
Right.
But it's two pumps of mocha and two pumps of white mocha.
Wow.
Okay, that'd be good.
Wow.
That'd be really good.
Whip's writing these down for his National Coffee Day celebration.
I need that one.
Tied with Jessica at number three. You like it how, Jessica?
Iced mocha coffee with cream and a shot of raspberry.
Shot of raspberry in there.
Oh, that would be so
good. I didn't
good.
Even know they have that. Good
wow.
call on that.
Shot of raspberry, I like mm. it. And number two, Carol prefers to go a little more basic in her presentation.
Hey, Whip, cheers to you on Happy Dunkin' Day.
Yeah, cheers indeed.
Whether it's 100 degrees or 10 below, I got to go iced caramel coffee with easy cream. And like a little kid, I have to have my whipped cream on top.
A little whipped cream on
that
top.
Makes it a treat. Come
it
on.
It is.
It suddenly goes from a drink to a dessert.
That's right.
Just like that. And finally, in at number one, National Coffee Day 2020, tell them, Yolanda. Oh, sorry. Hold on. I do this all the time.
Really build
tell
up.
Them, Yolanda.
Okay. I get a medium dark roast. I add a turbo shot, oat milk, and two pumps of pumpkin swirl.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. That sounds strong.
Special for the holidays. The old yep. turbo shot to kick things off, huh?
Oh, yeah, got to.
Right, right.
Do you go to the bathroom like right after that? Or
No. I usually handle it.
Do you drive past a fire department right after that to check with the paramedics to do an EKG?
No.
Nah, no need.
Wow. Coming in hot. Way to go, Yolanda. How's your day?
Oh, better. Thanks to you guys.
Well, we're ready to help. Got to be other things. Top three things trending on Twitter. Over to the social media desk. Violetta, you ready?
Yes.
At number three.
Happy Birthday Halsey is trending right now as the 26-year-old celebrates, and fans discuss their favorite Halsey songs. You Should Be Sad in at number three, Without You at second place, and then number one, Eastside.
I do like Eastside the best.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
About that.
Yep. Trending on Twitter, number two.
The many faces of Khloe Kardashian blowing up early this morning. Eric, you've mentioned stories like this before where she
I
looks...
Have.
Yeah.
No, it was an accident.
No, where she looks...
I didn't mean to.
Where she looks unrecognizable in some of her posts because either plastic surgery or filters or editing of some sort.
They all do sometimes.
Yeah, but hers especially. And people are noticing it today because she posted one where she looks pretty much like Beyonce, specifically when Queen Bee was in the Check Up On It music video. Remember the one? It was like all pink. She looked so cute.
Yeah,
it was
I love
for
that
the,
one.
It was for the Pink Panther movie with Steve Martin a while back.
One of my favorites.
Oh. It really was.
Trending on Twitter, number one.
Coming in at number one, it is not even October yet, and Sam's Club already announced that they are launching their 12 Days of Wine Advent calendar this week.
Sweet victory.
I know. It's so weird. It's not even Halloween. Isn't even for a month. The 12 split bottles come with an ugly sweater label, and all 12 will cost you just $37.98. It is being shipped out to all Sam's Club across the United States, and we'll have it here by the end of the week.
Stock up on wine for the holidays. You know, the ultimate and lazy. Violetta's friend doesn't unpack her groceries. She just puts the bags in the fridge.
Yeah.
Like, you know, those jewel bags that come home, those plastic bags?
Yeah.
So the fridge is full of food with bags.
Yep, just shove them right in there.
When's the kids start walking? Like, three?
Walking?
Yeah.
Before like 10 that. Months or a year?
Two?
Yeah.
Like when your kid just learns to walk and the first thing you teach him is to go get beer.
Right.
From the fridge so you don't have to walk over there. That's what we're looking for.
And don't you think like
I mean, you trained your dog to go get your remote for you yet? You know, the ultimate in lazy.
Mm-hmm. But people, I feel like, have gotten even lazier. Like, I know I have. Like, because of quarantine. Oh, well, like, what I do now, instead of, like, washing my... Okay, when I brush my teeth, you know how, like, some toothpaste kind of flies all over? Once in a while. Like,
how vigorously you brush your teeth.
Well, if I just charge my electronic toothbrush, it like... So I open the mirror so that it doesn't get the front of the mirror so I don't have to wipe it every day. And then it flies like into the...
I don't know that that's lazy. I think you're just brushing your teeth incorrectly.
No, it's lazy.
People have stuff flying all over the place?
Yeah.
312-233-1019. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
Ultimate and lazy is what?
We have a Nest thermostat in our office, and I was working from home in our office and wanted to change the temperature, but was too lazy to get up and do it, so I just did it on my phone, even when I was staring right at it.
That's what it's there for.
That's perfect.
Whoa.
That's why you do it.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
It's not lazy, that's smart. It's built that way. You're supposed to do it from your phone.
Right. Smart thermostat.
True.
Right. 312-233-1019. More of them coming in, Swanee. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Hi. Ultimate and lazy?
Two dishwashers. One's for dirty dishes, and one you take the clean dishes and just use them, but you never actually put them away.
Good thinking.
Oh,
So don't ever put the dishes away.
Yeah.
Just have two dishwashers and keep rotating. Yeah. Eat out of one, load the other.
Wow. Okay, I like
exactly.
Yeah.
That is a rarity.
I think that's savvy. That's smart.
That is. Yeah, that is a task to put the dishes away. That is annoying.
If you're building a house, I recommend two dishwashers. That's the way to go. You've been doing this for almost 2 weeks. Thank God it's going to end soon.
Yeah.
Now here we sit.
Yep. Still doing it.
We were talking earlier about the post on Overheard in Chicago. You see it on Instagram sometimes. A woman posted, "Hey, what was the dumbest thing you thought about the pandemic back in March?" For me, it was being stressed that we might have to do this, that being quarantine, all the way till Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Now it's almost October.
Yeah.
Although, as the mayor announced yesterday, a lot of math about to come into play in Chicago, which really is good because it allows us to cut a lot of corners because nobody can do math.
Exactly. Oh, you said 25, 40.
Yeah. Well, a new survey says the average American parent's knowledge of science and math taps out at sixth grade. So we're done then.
Okay, that seems about right.
Generally, that's just the average. So we're done.
Yep.
Although I think they probably are doing percentages by then because now bars can open that just serve booze at, what, 25% capacity?
25%, that's right. You got to sit at a table, though, and wear a mask.
Can you sit at the bar?
I don't think you can actually sit at the bar.
Sat at a bar yesterday.
You know what? I should change that. You're not allowed to go up and order at the bar, but you have to be at a table.
Really?
I sat at a bar over the weekend.
Yeah, well, good
maybe
for you.
Maybe not in Cook County, though.
Yeah, probably not. This is Chicago only.
Right.
No,
the city of Chicago.
Yeah. You can. They put up different dividers. And they separated.
Okay.
It's not just like an open bar like it normally is.
Yeah.
It's a social distance.
Yeah, socially distanced. But I do believe you can sit at a bar. So that'll be 25%, and then restaurants can go to 40%.
Yeah.
Which is going to cause a lot of issues because people are going to come in and check them and go, we've got you at 43%.
Right.
And they're going to go, actually, it's 39%.
That's very confusing.
A lot of splitting hairs.
But if you have 51 total people, then you're screwed because that's a hard number.
So you can only have 51 total people in a restaurant.
It's 50 or 25. Oh, no, 50 people or 40%, whichever is lower.
Whichever is lower.
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
All right.
Right?
I don't know.
As I'm saying this, I'm trying to figure
every
it out.
Every time you say it, something else comes up.
If you have
a
capacity of 1,000 and you got 40%, that's 400 people. They don't want that. So
what
still
if there's 400 people socially distanced?
I don't think so.
Okay. So we had said text us last hour, 60123. Back when this all started, what do you believe or think?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of teachers were hearing from.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I bet.
I thought we would reevaluate opening school on March 31st. I thought for sure the kids would go back to school in April. I thought I was going to like teaching online. Yeah, nobody likes.
Everyone hates that.
Nobody likes teaching. Nobody likes doing it. There is zero upside to it. I was worried about having a remote teach for the initial 2 weeks. It's been months now. I was worried that the bar at the local Mariano's would close. It probably did, right?
It did for a while, but it's back open.
Oh, sweet victories.
Yeah.
You can go to Walmart, but you can't go camping because it wasn't safe. I don't remember that. Could we not go camping back in March?
At the beginning, I think they had some weird rules.
They had all the parks closed and everything.
Yeah. Right. They thought it was unsafe to be out in nature.
Yes. I think it was the same time they had the golf courses closed, and then your complaints led them to change that.
Right. Because if there's anywhere you can go, that would be the spot.
Right, open air by yourself.
Like, listen, you can't go to a golf course or a park. Feel free to jam into Target. That's fine. But you can't. There's no rhyme or reason to anything.
Yeah, sometimes a lot of conflicts. Yeah.
Why toilet paper? Why the rush? I remember thinking COVID-19 doesn't normally cause diarrhea, does it? I don't know. By now it might. Who knows?
Yeah. I think so.
I thought I was actually going to get COVID-19, and I still haven't gotten it. Remember, we thought there would be a toilet paper shortage for the remainder of the year. There was talk of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And wipes.
Right.
Yep.
True.
Back in March, I was thinking it was going to be great to work from home, and now I can't wait to get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of those.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is why I think people will go back to work.
I know. You cannot sit there all day, every day.
I thought for sure Disney World was only going to be closed for 2 weeks.
Mm.
What was it, 3? I think it was 3 weeks.
They went back pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, screw that. We had to cancel our trips to see the Blackhawks play in Minnesota in March. We kept waiting for that game to be rescheduled and finally got our money back in June.
Oh, yeah. Refunds.
I never thought I would work from home, especially since our company said it was impossible for us to do our work from home prior to COVID. Now the entire company is working from home.
Right. That's the thing. Everybody now knows it's at least possible, and they didn't before.
We had just gotten back from Cabo at the end of February and said, well, let's hope we get to Ireland for our 10-year anniversary in November. That's probably not happening.
No.
They still don't want us, right?
No, they do not.
Yeah. Oh, they don't?
Do not.
Oh, I can't even keep track of all the places you can and can't go.
Changes all the time. Well, you can go, but you got to quarantine when you get there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying. Some places don't make you do that, and some do.
I think pretty much Europe, everywhere you go.
That's what I thought, but I mean, maybe I've missed something. That's very possible.
I don't
think
they've snuck in a country that you can go to and not do that, have they? I don't think that's part of the deal.
I don't know.
Serbia stopped mail because my grandma wasn't getting mail.
No mail.
She wasn't getting her social security check. It was a to-do.
It was a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard from several people that were out on the Mexico trip. We were talking about that. Remember how we were down there with Lizzo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
About 3 weeks before all this happened?
Yeah.
Hey, Eric, we caught it at the airport in Mexico, we think. Got sick 2 weeks after we got back. Lots of people were coughing at the airport. I don't remember anybody coughing.
We probably didn't think twice about it.
I was hungover at the airport. I don't know.
You always are. 312-233-1019. So a grandmother in the Netherlands got in trouble. She's posting pictures of her grandchildren. Mom told her to stop. You know, her daughter. Grandma didn't stop. So, you know, the logical thing is, well, you sue grandma and take her to court.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Then you ultimately win. She has to pay fines, do some time.
Right.
Then the pictures get taken down. Sometimes you have to scold your parents. 312-233-1019. Kristen.
Yes.
What did you have to scold your parents about?
So my parents emailed us, said, we're not going to be on a Zoom call. We're going for a drive. We said, where are you going? They said, we don't know. Then refused to answer their phones for a week.
Oh,
and
my God.
They came back. They apparently went to Vegas last week. Wouldn't tell my sisters or I where they were going because they didn't want us to scold them.
Yeah, it's like call the cops.
No,
it's like search is being done. Doors are being knocked down.
Well, probably because you didn't want them to go because it wasn't safe.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they went to Vegas.
They went to Vegas for a week and wouldn't tell us because they didn't want us to scold them for going places during a pandemic. So
when they got back from Vegas, did you have to? Did you go, Mom, Dad, come on?
Yeah, we're like, next time, tell us where you're going, then don't answer your phone if you need to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which were you more mad about, them going to Vegas or them disappearing and going off the grid for a week?
The disappearing, and we had no idea if they were alive. You know,
I think Mom and Dad go off the grid, that's a problem.
Yeah, right.
They've got it coming. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
Had to scold your parents?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
My mother loves her bath. So she would come over to all my places, and she would have to always take a bath. When I got married, she'd come over to visit, and she would jump in the and ask to go jump in the bathtub.
So we would always. So every always time her mom comes over, she wants to take a bath.
Yep.
She not have her own bathtub?
She does, but she loves taking baths. So
different
she's
environment.
Like,
I do it when I go over to Whip's house all the time. Like, hey, what's up? Mind if I take a bath?
He has different bath salts.
Yeah, it was weird at first, but now I'm kind of used to it.
It's totally normal. Yeah. Just last night, I was in Whip's bathtub.
Just knock before you go in.
I didn't even tell him I was there. He like came out like, hey, what's up?
I'm so used to seeing you.
Grab me another beer.
Take it a quick bath. Don't mind me. Mixed Morning Mindbender says, what artist claims all her exes think she's crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
It's got to be a little bit at least.
If all of them are saying
them,
you must be crazy. Who is it, Tiffany?
It's Selena Gomez.
That is exactly right. Psycho Selena Gomez. Way psycho.
I thought it was Taylor Swift.
Nope. Selena Gomez says all of her exes think she's crazy. You big Selena Gomez fan, Tiffany?
Yes, I am.
All right. Do you think she's nuts, crazy?
I don't think so. Maybe it's the guys that are crazy.
No, of course. It's always the guys.
It must be her type, crazy guys.
Yep, 10 guys say you're crazy. All 10 of them must be crazy because you're normal. Here's what Selena Gomez says. It's funny. I release things that say I want a boyfriend and stuff, and I'm like, I didn't really mean it, though, because guys are a lot of work. Every one of my exes thinks I'm crazy, but I don't care. Sure you don't.
Just
because she didn't believe it.
That's why you brought it up.
She kind of has those crazy eyes.
Guys are a lot of work. Is that true?
Guys.
Sometimes
they
are.
Do you think women feel guys are a lot of work more than men feel women are a lot of work?
There's no way. I know I'm a lot more work than
So men probably experience the, man, they're a lot of work more than women experience it. Man, they're a lot of work.
In the past, I had it. Men were a lot of work.
All right, right after the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Did you post this picture?
I sure did.
There's a woman who gave birth literally seconds prior to the picture being taken. The baby looks like it still needs to be wiped down.
Oh, gross. God. Oh, my God.
And she is roaring through that turkey sandwich that was pre-packed for her, ready to go. Can't blame her. Worked up an appetite. It was interesting because I was curious what you did right after the baby. You know, you turned on the Bears game, you ate the sandwich. A lot of eating, Whip.
Oh, good. This makes sense.
Could never understand. Right after the baby, Erica.
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Yeah, 2008, right after I had my son, I asked my husband to go pick up a deep dish from Uno's Pizza.
Little Uno's Pizza, go pick up the deep dish.
You earned it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And in 2017, my father showed up right after I had my daughter with the Uno's Pizza by chance.
Very nice.
It's meant to be.
Very nice. So, you know, you're on a theme here. Is it Nika?
Yes.
Hi, right after the baby.
I've had two children. I've had sandwiches both times, and I'm pregnant again due in February, and I'm guessing I will do the same thing then.
What kind of sandwich?
They've both been turkey, but I also always, when my brother-in-law visited me in the hospital after having my daughter 2 years ago, he brought me an Italian sub.
Nice Italian sub.
Italian sub.
Yeah, with all the oils and the vinegars and the what-have-yous.
Yeah. Tomatoes. I like the
what-have-yous. All the onis, the pepperonis. the onis all fit on there. Yeah.
Salami.
The salamis. They're delicious. Right after the baby, Leslie.
Good morning.
Hi.
My family's very Irish, and we have a lot of traditions that we celebrate. My middle daughter just happened to be born on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, wow.
I was induced and hadn't eaten in over 24 hours, and still to this day, I say it was the best corned beef and cabbage I've ever had within a hospital.
Man.
That sounds good.
It was delicious. I mean, you give birth to a baby, you work up an appetite.
You do.
No doubt about it. Right after the baby, Mary.
It was a Subway sandwich, but I was getting ready to eat it for dinner, and the doctor walked in and he said, "Don't eat that. We're having this baby." And so they took me in to have the baby. The Subway sandwich was still sitting there. So right after she came, I said, "Can I have the sandwich now?" And then when I went for my 6-week checkup with the doctor, I brought him 2 Subway sandwiches because I always brought something,
with things. Don't you eat that sandwich for having a baby. Yeah. 19 hours later, you came back to the sandwich had been sitting there.
Yeah, well, ooh. I've heard other horror stories.
Oh, boy.
Freaks from Florida. They're freaks from Florida.
Duh.
Freaks from Florida. Hear about those freaks from Florida.
Last night, Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup.
That's right.
Story number one from Miami. Florida man calls 911 after hearing neighbors yell, "Shoot, shoot."
Oh,
turns out
yeah.
it was a hockey game going on.
Unbelievable.
Cops came in, guns drawn. Duh, they were just watching the Tampa Bay Lightning game.
Wow. Oh, no.
Headline number two.
Jeez.
From Charlotte County, Florida. Florida man arrested for attacking girlfriend after she threw away his pizza.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Okay.
That's bad.
Incident happened in an apartment building in Port Charlotte. Victim told officers that her boyfriend, Sean, slapped her with a piece of pizza after she attempted to throw the pizza box away. So he didn't hit her with his fist. He hit her with the pizza.
Okay. A little better.
No good there. Jacksonville, Florida. Florida homeowner finds sign posted in yard warning of squatters living inside, but it's actually just him living inside his own house.
That's so mean. Oh, my God.
People thought it was squatters. Like, no, this is my house.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry. We thought you were a squatter living there. No, I own the place.
Shoveled.
Weird. Really?
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's unfortunate. Florida man in Castleberry, Florida, arrested after impersonating officer while trying to pull over a real cop.
Oh man. Mm-hmm. You picked the wrong person.
That doesn't work over well. Out of Polk County, Florida. Deputy finds reported alligator in storage shed was actually a pool floaty.
Oh, okay.
Somebody called in an alligator in storage shed was just a pool floaty.
Yeah, it looks so real.
Out of Port St. Lucie, Florida. Artist to purge vision of gator attack by painting it. Mark Johnson remembers his attack in vivid detail. He had green eyes. His teeth were pearly white. No stains on them or anything. That's what he said. Now the Florida artist wants to paint the perpetrator an 8-foot-long alligator that mauled him earlier this month.
Oh,
he's going to paint his vision of the gator attack.
His therapy or something.
In Palatka, Florida, pants trip up Florida man running from the law. Just a matter of time before something like that happens.
That happens.
In South Florida, St. Pete. Sorry.
Okay.
86-year-old Florida man is suing a dating site over a refund after doctors ordered him to stay home because of coronavirus.
Okay.
So he wants
the
dating
back.
Site to refund him, the 86-year-old man,
right.
for the money that he put in to try to, you know, pick up women.
Yeah, if I can't go on the date, I want my money back.
In Hawthorne, Florida, man steals his neighbor's mail while in his underpants. 64-year-old David Dunaway would go next door in his underwear to steal his neighbor's mail.
Why?
I don't know. Eustis, Florida. Eustis, Florida. That's outside of Orlando.
Oh.
Florida man who was already shackled before cops slapped more handcuffs on him. Turns out the man was shackled with a neck collar and some leather hoods and
other kinds of straps.
Oh, he's dirty.
Yeah, he was all shackled up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. George Vachelon, an ex-con whose rap sheet is pretty long. That's his rap sheet, not nothing else. His male passenger with whom he shares the home address, they were busted. He was found placed in handcuffs that were double locked and checked for a proper fit. Vacherlon's steel bondage collar went on earlier that evening.
Oh, that reminds me of Pulp Fiction.
Yep. A man arrested for thumping officer with a Bible in Summerfield, Florida. Officer came to investigate a domestic disturbance. When he arrived at the door, Robert Hoskins started hitting him in the head with a Bible.
It is heavy.
It is very, very heavy. And finally, on Freaks from Florida, I told you I had a lot.
Yeah.
In Orange County, Florida, a school has asked a fifth grader to please remove their Hooters mask.
Oh, did it have boobs on it?
No, I think it just said Hooters. Oh. Recently asked to remove his Hooters mask, Greg Golba says the orange mask has the Hooters logo and nothing more, saying his son did nothing wrong. Sure, he's in fifth grade, but he's got a cool Hooters mask. The school district says the Hooters mask violates their dress code. The principal at each school reserves the right to determine what appropriate dress is for the school, and it's not a Hooters mask. what's happening in the world of Twitter? Violetta over at the social media desk. Pulling it all together. Top three. You ready?
Yes.
At number three.
Franklin Jonas isn't exactly trending, but it is his birthday, and he is known as the Forgotten Jonas Brothers, so I thought it's worth a mention.
Did you just call him Franklin? Is that his real name?
Yeah, Franklin.
They don't call him Frankie?
Frankie Jonas, but his full name's Franklin.
Call him Franklin, huh? All
yeah.
Right. Anyway.
It's his 20th birthday today. Joe and Nick posted a birthday wishes. Kevin actually didn't. But Priyanka and Danielle, which is Kevin's wife, also posted happy birthdays. I thought, happy birthday, Frankie. You'll always have a special place in our heart, even though you're not part of the Jonas Brothers and you're your brother.
But. Yeah. So Kevin didn't do it. Is Kevin the oldest one?
Yeah, Kevin's
the
oldest one.
The oldest one tends to ignore all the stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
He's only 32.
Yeah. Well, the oldest one.
Of all the brothers.
Oh, always.
Tends to ignore the things.
You ignore things?
All the time. I'm ignoring most of this. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Hashtag National Coffee Day is still trending. Coffee lovers everywhere are celebrating with a big cup of Joe. I don't know why I can't talk. Maybe too much coffee. Whether you grab it iced or hot, a lot of people right now on Twitter are mentioning that this year it's going to eventually smell bad in your face mask.
That is true.
It does.
No, it's the worst.
I know.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
After 6 years, Robert De Niro's Nobu is finally opening here on Randolph Street this week. Nobu in L.A. is known as a glitzy sushi restaurant that does lot of celebrities.
Nobu's been here?
No, so the rooftop's been open at the Nobu Hotel,
okay,
but now this week the full-on restaurant is opening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay.
And this project's been delayed now for about 6 years, but they decided to open during a pandemic. I had no idea that De Niro even was an investor in 40 different locations.
He's the
locations.
Founder. One of the founders.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
He was here with Rahm. I mean, that's how long ago that started. He was here with Rahm, I think, doing like a groundbreaking or whatever over there. Yeah.
Yep. So, I have a buddy that ate at the rooftop at Nobu, and he said he got like 8 little rice cakes with tuna on them, and it was like $47.
Oh, that sounds
like they were bite-sized, not like, I mean, they were like finger food size.
Right, right. Oh, I believe
you're going to go broke when you go there, for sure.
Well, this is the first one opening up in the Midwest.
Right.
So I'm excited.
All right, so it's available now. There you go.
Wow.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.